You're listening to the Aligned and Unstoppable podcast. I'm your host, Emily Ahrens. I've been an energy healer for nearly 2 decades, and now I'm best known as a spiritual guide to scaling your business. I help entrepreneurs harness the power of energy work, spirituality, and strategy to clear blocks and create breakthroughs. If you're ready for that next level, this is the place for a down-to-earth approach to woo and biz. Hang out with me every week and learn how to navigate away from self-doubt and into ease, clarity, and business success. Stop second-guessing yourself and trust in that inner knowing. The truth is, you already have everything you need. You just need to learn how to access it. And that's what I'm here for. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm really lit up. I have a very special guest with you today. But before I introduce her, I want to read one of your wonderful reviews. So thank you for all the people who have left reviews and star ratings. So I love you all. So this is from Reese. Says, Emily amazes me every single time. That was in bold. Such a great advice, and the meditations are so helpful. Emily never disappoints or fails to make me think or relax. Her energy is contagious. So thank you so much for that. And that's one of those things that people say all the time is it's contagious, which I think this is a good thing, right? So without further ado, I want to give a special introduction to my friend Lisa Carpenter. She is somebody who I love and admire. I deeply respect her and her work. She's an amazing coach. She does transformational work. She's been a personal trainer. She will whip you into shape in the most loving way possible. You can tell by this podcast episode that she does the work. And not a lot of people do who are coaches. So this is somebody who I know, love, and trust. You guys know everybody who's on these episodes with interviews are the people who do the work. So how do I know you, Lisa? How did I meet you? I met you through Business by Design. I saw you at one of the events. I think we just connected through that, right? Is that?
I think I found you. I think I actually reached out and I was like, so hey, I want to be your friend. I believe that I had heard you on James Wedmore's podcast, okay. Had downloaded one of your meditations, really jammed with your story, right? Like I think all of us that come from a background of being in the healing profession, whether it's personal trainers, massage therapists, Reiki healers, energy workers, like we're all kind of kindred spirits because we don't realize we're providing our clients back then with way more than, you know, like, cause I talk about, I've been a coach for almost 2 decades now, but if you had asked me if I was a coach 2 decades ago, I would have been like, no, I'm a personal trainer coach. There was a lot of coaching that was going on that had nothing to do with this is how you engage your glutes.
Right. All the hairstylists out there who are also listening.
Right. Hairstylists too, right? We're all so, and that really, when that hit me, that was the most valuable part of what I did, like who I was being for my clients, mm-hmm. and that guidance. Anyways, I don't know how I went down that tangent, but that's how we met. I think I actually reached out to you and said, hey, I'd love to know you better. I really resonate with this. And then, yeah.
Yeah. And we had that first call and I was like, I love you. And that's all.
Right. I think we're just all energetically like corded together. And you've said this, you know, the people who are meant to find you will find you.
Totally.
You need to just trust in that.
Totally. So I guess I can hand it over to you to give a formal bio you did a little bit of that just now saying what you did as a personal trainer for 2 decades, but is there anything else that you want to like just bring people into your world a little bit? Because what they can't see is that you do really amazing, deep healing, transformational work. What brought you to that place? Like, how did you get there?
Yeah, it's been a journey. So yeah, I started out as a personal trainer, then slowly transitioned into nutrition because, you know, everybody goes to a personal trainer. Really, they don't want to exercise. They want to lose weight. They want their body to look different for the most part. Not everybody, but for the most part. Transitioned into that. And then my career has just kind of evolved from there. So 7 years ago, my husband went through rehab for drugs, alcohol, gambling, all the things. That's the way addiction works. And I really quickly realized that food was not the problem. Exercise was not the problem. I also recognized that he was not the problem. I was a really big problem in my own life. So I had to start unpacking my own stuff. And that's really when my work started to evolve even more. So I typically now work with high achieving, ambitious, driven women, because that's who I was. Mm-hmm. Didn't recognize how many of those behavior traits were actually attached to not feeling good enough, struggling for my worthiness. And I helped them move from this place of survival into being able to thrive in their lives, their businesses, their bodies, so that they can have the impact and influence that they want. Because the truth is, if we're not taking care of ourselves, which is what many high achievers do, right? Because we're doing all the things, and there's a certain amount of pride that comes from that. Look at all the balls I can juggle. We throw ourselves under the bus.
Yeah.
We're exhausted all the time. We're not in great health, but we're trying to build these amazing businesses. We're trying to have this huge impact, and we're literally falling apart ourselves. So I really teach people how to do less better, how to connect in with themselves, how to reclaim their health, how to really take responsibility for how they want to feel instead of constantly blaming their circumstances for why they feel like garbage.
Yes.
It's just not true.
Garbage. And just before we hit record, because I literally had to stop us from chatting because it was so good that I was like, we cannot miss this. We were kind of chatting about being tired and that whole story and sort of like the crap that it brings into our lives. I know for me, you know, I have two young kids and tired is a serious thing. And actually my mother-in-law was telling me that it takes like some, I don't know what study it was. It's like proving that it takes you 6 years to come back from the fatigue that you have. So I am currently within that six year window. I just started a new window. But I know when my first kid, I knew to get myself back on track to feeling optimally healthy, I couldn't use tired as an excuse to not take care of myself, to not work out, to not eat good, like because the tired sort of like goggles that I would put on, it would give me the pass to be a total bitch to my husband and be total crabby, to snap at my kid, to just have like zero tolerance for anything. Like my fuse got super short. Caring about myself became like basically non-existent because I was just in that like F it mode. Like everything was just like F it. And it just wouldn't work for me. So I told myself like that was not an option. That's not on the table. And even from doing Jim Fortin's program, like I'm telling myself like, okay, well, this is a story. Like, no, but I'm actually really tired. No, but like, it's also a story. Like right. I am.
So, yeah. So let's talk about that because the truth is when I say you can't really blame your circumstances, when you have two small children, so my first two were 20 months apart, I didn't realize I was going to war. Okay. I've got a whole podcast episode that I just recorded about how I used to parent versus now. And I talk a lot about being that dragon mommy and exploding. And the truth was because I was tired, I was operating from a lot of shame, not feeling good enough as a mom, on and on and on. However, when we are tired, we don't think clearly. Like a tired brain is an a-hole, like bottom line, right? We start to tell ourselves stories that aren't true because we're tired. So it's finding the balance because sometimes we need to indulge the tired, meaning we need to rest.
Yes.
Right? So it's funny how I'm going to eat right, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to do those things to take care of myself. But quite often, I need women to not do those things and I need them to rest. I need them to commit to going to bed earlier. I need them to commit to taking a nap. I used to think that taking a nap, like who the hell takes a nap? I don't have time for that shit. I got young kids. They're down for an hour. Like we were just talking, you've got this window, right?
Yes.
I've got to get stuff done in this window. Mm-hmm. But every now and then, like this is, again, we put the value on the doing. Whereas if you actually give yourself permission to rest, you'll get a lot more done later because now you're not dealing with all the head trash that is in the way because you're tired. But again, going back to, are we willing to give ourselves what we really need because so many of us look at rest as being indulgent because we have so many responsibilities and we're growing a business and we need to eat right, we need to exercise and blah, like all the things. Whereas rest is a foundational piece of self-care. It's, for me, it's a non-negotiable. Yeah. It is how I show myself that I care about myself. Because here's the thing. If you have kids and you know this, if you let them stay up all the time and never have naps, oh my God, they're like, right? Like, I don't even need to say it. It's a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So we make sure they nap because we love them enough. We want them to feel good. We want them to show up in the world good.
Yeah.
Yet we're willing to not nap, take rest, go to bed early, push through, do a few more things, midnight now.
Does everybody hear how insane you all are, right? Like we all hear it now.
Yeah, right? So we in essence are having adult tantrums all day long.
Yeah.
That we've normalized, we just think that that's how life is. And it's not, like, it does not need to be that way. But it's
uncomfortable. You just need more coffee. You just need more coffee.
Yeah, more coffee. That's the thing, right? So it's, we don't like hearing that we have to take responsibility for stuff that makes us uncomfortable. Mm. I didn't like lying down for a nap. I'm like, oh my God, now I'm a lazy person, right? Yeah. The story was there. I'm one of those people. I don't want to be one of those people. My entire identity had been attached to achievement, ambition, drive. Look at me. I'm not one of those people.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's actually almost how, and I don't even want to say it, it's almost how I trick people. My clients are all entrepreneurs, very super driven leaders, entrepreneurs. And it's almost how I trick them into meditating, because the thing about meditation that people, there's this perception that when I meditate, it's like wasted time away from my business. It's like this boring blank screen. I can't do it. My mind is going a million miles an hour. And that's like the belief, but my style is more in that, like, open you up to your highest self and see what shows up for you. And let's just allow your mind and things to explore on a whole nother plane, another energetic plane. So you're not boring. It's, you're producing something, but you're deeply, profoundly connecting to your highest self and relaxing at the same time. So it's kind of, it gives people, it's like giving you that like bone to chew on, like that little mind that needs to do something, but you're also relaxing. However, there is something very special to be said. And I'm with you 100% with the downtime, with the exhale. I think it's my belief really that the exhale is where all the magic happens.
Right.
When you shut up, when you go outside, when you take a bath, when you go on vacation, which you just were talking about, you just came back from vacation, when you were just talking about also like the blank space in your calendar, about having that space is when the real magic happens, right? Not in the doing.
No. And let's be clear, like meditation is rest. Totally. Like you can rest however you want. I used to have to get into the bath to do meditation because then I knew I couldn't get up and get distracted because I'm literally in the bathtub, right? Like I had to find new ways of bringing these things in.
I love that.
You can define rest however you want, right? Rest can be going for a walk outside, but not listening to an audiobook or a podcast, right? Like don't fake rest. Hey, ladies, don't fake rest.
Yes.
Right? Like be present.
You know, you said something. So yesterday I go on a walk basically every day, unless it's like terrible out. But I was on a walk yesterday and I was replying to, I have a new social media manager. I was replying to her and I was replying to text messages and I was replying. It was just like, it was pocket open. And it was back and forth and my battery went bye-byes. And I was like, oh, thank God my phone died. I was so happy my phone died. But then my brain was still triggering me. So I was getting the triggers to look at something, check something, follow up on something, reply to somebody, reach out to somebody, tell them I was thinking, like, I mean, it was like, ding, ding, ding. It was ridiculous, which only tells me that I've become in that habit during the day, that it's programmed and I am like a little ping pong ball.
Right. And you're lying to yourself when you're going for a walk that you're in nature. You're not. Right. You've changed your environment, but you're fake resting.
I am fake resting.
Leave your phone at home.
Yeah.
Let your brain ping, ping, ping and dismiss, dismiss, dismiss. Like, yeah. I'm here to be present. I'm here to connect. Right.
Yes.
So I always look at what is the message I'm here to lead my clients to? And am I in integrity with that message? And trust me, it's a constant checking in. Right? Like I've taken social media off my phone except for Instagram. And then I was like, my phone isn't coming to bed with me anymore because I had the excuse of, well, I need it for my alarm. Well, I don't anymore. I got myself a Fitbit to wake me up. Not because I care about my steps, but I'm like, okay, that thing's going to wake me up. But then all of a sudden I had a new hypnosis that I wanted to do before bed that was on my phone. You see how smartphones have become this like, oh, well, I need it. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. I could put that meditation on, like, you know, the old school iPods.
Yes.
That are just for music and books. So, but really looking at where I keep getting hooked, because if my phone goes to bed beside me, even if it's on airplane mode, chances are I'm going to roll over and I'm going to check it in the morning, which is not the best way for me to start my day. If I I'm going to be 100% responsible with my energy management, which that is a business strategy. Mm-hmm. It means I have to be mindful of what's going in, what's going out. You know, where am I expending energy? Where am I giving my energy away? Where are there energy leaks? Where am I refilling my energy? Like you said, through meditation, hypnosis, just going for a walk and just listening to stuff. I'm responsible for that. So I can't blame my phone or technology. And I have to be willing to sit with the discomfort of making those changes.
Yeah. My girlfriend just took her email off of her phone because she was doing the constant check-ins. And I really love that. I think also as a new mom again, it's a easy thing for me to bring my phone if I'm going to sit and nurse for 20 minutes instead of just being with my kid. Right. And it's like, which one is more valuable? Can I just sit and connect and watch my kid sort of relax and drift and connect and maybe even just meditate and chill out? Or do I need to respond to Facebook groups and messages and whatever the heck is going on?
So I think there's a couple things. I think that we've literally trained ourselves, or we've fallen into this belief that if we're not present on social media all the time, we're not going to be successful or our businesses will fall apart. I took 17 days off of my business. Nobody died. Nothing's fallen apart. I was very limited on social media. Yeah. As for kids, so I've got my older two, my oldest one just turned 19. When people say it goes by fast, now that he's 19, I'm like, when did that happen? How did this happen? And then I've got my youngest one, because, you know, I went back and did it again, who is going to be turning 8.
Yeah.
Ladies, I want you to pay attention to this. I was so focused on growing my business when my two were little. I'm not proud of this, but this is the truth. I don't really remember them being little because I was never present. I was so driven by my ambition and my proving energy and wanting to grow and wanting to do all the things. You won't remember the email that you open when you were nursing your baby or whatever. But when they're 19 or 20 or 21 and you're realizing that window of them being under their wing, under your wing, and this is a real thing that's happening for me right now, this grief around, wow, soon my kids are going to really have their own lives. You're going to wish you had more of those moments where you were really present because you can't go back in time. I can't stick my 19-year-old on my lap. And like, I can't do that anymore. So there were so many moments that, you know, I was so in that pocket of growing my business and just wanting them to hurry up and grow up so that I could go do the things. Mm. Right. And like I said, I'm not proud of that. I didn't know what I didn't know. There is something to be said about, you know, with Jake, when I'm in my business, I'm in my business and it gets 100% of my attention. This is why there's really strong boundaries around the hours that I work and how I work. And when I'm with my family now, I'm with my family. Doesn't mean I'm perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't want to mislead you and think, oh, you know, I'm out with my family. I'm never on Instagram or I haven't checked my email. That's not true. But I'm very, very conscious now of what am I doing? What needs to change? What am I tolerating? And what do I need to make myself unavailable for? And what is the story that's driving the belief that there's something going to be in my email that has to be addressed right now, or that there's something going on social media that I need to engage in, right? Like, why am I not feeling as connected in my life as I am connected to, you know, social media or all these other things buzzing around me? Again, it comes down to energy management.
Totally.
And I think that's really, that's that whole concept of being really present for your family when you need to be present for your family, and being on work when you're on work. That concept has been showing up for me for the last 4 years since I had my first kid. And I realized I was really effing it up when he was about, I don't know, about 2 years old. We went away on vacation. Part of the trip was for work, and then the other part was just full on for fun. And I didn't work at all, that entire, it was 10 days. I didn't work at all. And when I came back and I had to start back at work, and I was, so I mean, I have a backyard farm and I have a kid and I have my business. Like, I started doing the juggling thing, which I had been doing just, I'm going to say, I was doing it so well, in my opinion, before I went away. And when I came back, I was like, I will not do this. I will not do this. I couldn't handle all of the, it's like, as soon as I put the balls down, I was like, I am not picking them back up. It's not happening. And that's when I finally realized I need to have childcare to be able to have him there and have me here and not do both, because I'm probably doing both really shitty. And it's like, it's just a repetitive message. And you and I spoke, I don't know, a month or so ago about simplifying. Mm-hmm. Right. So you were talking about simplifying things in your business. I think the beginning of this year has literally been like that for everybody, much just, but it's just the energy that's been coming in. And that's a lot of the reason why I've wanted to simplify my business and my life, is because I can't keep juggling new services, new products, new offerings, new classes. I could teach every day something new to somebody. And I really, that is not what I'm here to do. So simplifying things so that you can really be present and have those boundaries that protect you. And really, it's honoring your clients. It's honoring yourself. It's honoring your family. It's something that comes up a lot. So I love that you said, you know, what's your story around that? And I don't know if I probably my story. Now I have to think about that. Now that I'm live on a podcast.
You don't have to do it on the spot. That's a question that... That's a really great question that everybody can sink into their journal about. And it's there's no judgment here.
Yeah.
It's when we can look at our behaviors with curiosity and a willingness to see, like, what's here for me.
Yeah.
That's when we can start to change things, right? Like, one of the questions I ask myself all the time is, what am I tolerating? And that's why I really stepped back and simplified my business. You know, I like to say that last year I burned a lot of stuff down. I deleted over 5,000 people off my email list because I'm like, this is what I'm doing. And it was scary, but it was time to let go of a part of my business that I was not willing to feed anymore. I kind of removed myself from the online space or digital marketing online space. I decided I didn't want to run courses, and I'm not against courses. I'm not against the people who teach running courses. I love courses, but I stepped back and said, like, am I actually running a business I love? Am I doing what I love? And am I willing to do it my way and stop feeling like I'm getting it wrong because I want to do it my way? So I really stepped in and said, the only way I'm going to work with people is one-to-one. Mm-hmm. That is uncomfortable for me, not because I don't love one-to-one. I love one-to-one, but no, like, not indulging the, oh, do this, oh, do this, oh, do this. I mean, just now I'm starting to explore like these mini masterclasses that are going to be like one-offs that I'm going to run. But again, it's like I'm running a test on something. I'm not launching something, keeping it super simple, but it's to keep coming back to that. This is the only thing that I have to focus on this year, instead of indulging every single thing, because at the end of the day, I wanted to fall in love with my business again. I wanted to have more time with my family. I have all the money and all the resources I need to do everything I want, but was chasing this other dream. Well, one, did I even want it? Was it somebody else's dream? Was I trying to seek somebody else's approval? Was I trying to fit in and belong? Like, there was a whole bunch of things that I had to really get honest about. When I let all of that stuff go and said, what's really important to me? This is how I get from point A to point B. This is what's important to me right now. And that doesn't mean that it won't change, that my vision won't expand. But there's something to be said about keeping your business simple, allowing yourself to create more wealth and prosperity without complicating things. And we don't need to buy into this message that the only way to create wealth is having this model that scales.
Right.
Right? Like,
yes.
I don't need to work with thousands of people to make really great money. I just had to step into the worth, the value of my coaching and be okay with it. Like, this is what I charge. Yeah. This is who I work with.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. Like, I don't need $5 million a year to run my life. I'm open to it.
Yes.
And
yeah,
right now, this works for me. Mm. I get the hours that I like. I work with amazing men and women. There's boundaries around my time. I can be present with my family. I can be fully present with my business. Mm. That's perfect for me.
Mm. How long have you been in the online space?
This is year five.
Okay.
This is year five. So okay. Like I said, I'd been an entrepreneur for years, yeah, running my bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
Never questioned myself if I was getting it right or wrong. Just did the thing. Right. Followed my intuition.
Right.
I can look back now and go, oh yeah, I had a lot of mindset issues that I didn't realize. But running my business never felt hard because I just, you know, oh, I'm going to do this class. Okay. I don't know where these people are going to come from. And they showed up.
Showed up. Right.
Yeah. Then when I moved online, that's when everything went haywire. I took B-School, love B-School. But all of a sudden I'm like, I need an opt-in bar. What's an opt-in bar? I need a freebie. I need an email list. Right. And then tailspin.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my course, right. I've been teaching my course offline, having great success offline, moved it online, right. Spent tons of money getting the perfect membership site set up and the graphics and the font, right. Can we say perfectionism and hide it? Only to launch it to like crickets because it never dawned on me I was starting a brand new business. So it didn't matter that this course was proven. So I was devastated.
Yeah. Right?
And then years of learning how to launch and how to promote and copy and
tell me about it.
Exhausting.
And it's funny so I have a course called Business Made Simple and it's for the people who are in the brick and mortars, like all the light workers who've been in brick and mortars for eons and like maybe they're still discounting themselves a little bit, but it's for them to be able to transition to the online space and also stay in their brick and mortar. It's basically, you know, giving you all the different pieces. But the funny part about it, which was so funny when this information hit me, that was like mine to teach. I was like, okay, this is for these light workers. So I'm teaching you business strategy, but I'm like, but this is how you use your intuition. This is not follow my 10-step cure-all plan. Here's a strategy, but what feels good for you? And I think you and I are completely in alignment with that, which is what has felt good. And I've only been online. This is my third year now. And I started the same way, which was like, what feels good? What feels good? And I used strategies and those all fell to shit. And then when I started to just go, okay, well, what do I want to do right now? What's lighting me up like nothing else? And the problem with my energy is I'm like a little like firecracker. I have boundless energy. So I get so excited all the time. So it went from like month to month to month. I'm like, yay, 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 yay. And I 10X'd my business, which was amazing. But just by doing what lit me up. And it's not sustainable. And so basically that year was like all of the content. I created all of the content. And so like year two was like, slow your roll. Let's get some systems and like take off some of the duct tape and maybe make all these things like simplified. And like this year, I'm just like, let's get rid of everything except for like two things that just make me really super happy. And I'm instead of going wide, we'll just go deep. Let's just do that.
How can we do less better?
Yes.
Less better. And make it super, super simple to create profitability. Please. Yeah. Just make it simple to create profitability, because the simpler you can make it and the more profitable you can become, the easier it becomes to grow your business. Instead of expending all this energy to create all the content, to do all the things, which is exhausting. Literally, I create my podcast. Mm-hmm. I do my Instagram stories. I try to post on Instagram, but sometimes I'm like, wow, I haven't posted on Instagram for a while, other than my stories. I write to my newsletter now because I love writing to them, because they open it now. You know, when you delete 5,000 people, the people that stay actually give a shit. Right. So they open it, right? Because it sucks when you're writing to your newsletter and you're like, wow, 2% opened. Like, I just ended up feeling like, who are you people? That's all I do. Yeah. And you know what? When I sit back and think about that, I'm like, wow, that's a lot. And I was trying to do 50 other things on top of that before, and wondering why my business felt hard, wondering why I was feeling out of love with it. And honestly, went through a period of burnout early on in my career, like when I was launching my programs and stuff. And it was a lot. There was a lot of things. And it takes a lot of courage to step back and simplify, especially when we're constantly being hit by this kind of male paradigm around marketing. Tune into our intuition, because we think that they have the roadmap that's going to create certainty from point A to point B so that our struggle and our suffering will stop. But that's not the truth. Like, the only way to stop our struggle and suffering is take responsibility for it. Learn how to deeply sink into faith, surrender, which is not about giving up. Surrender is about handing it over. Surrender is about, I'm going to show up, I'm going to do my part, but I'm going to release my death grip on the results. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be afraid to try and fail, because I got to the point where I was trying so hard and getting knocked down so much. I was like, I'm not getting back up again. Yeah. Like, I literally had, I call it launch trauma.
Totally.
I've had launch trauma.
And everybody who's listening, we have launch trauma. Launch trauma.
Hashtag launch trauma. It took me a while to get over that, because as a ambitious, driven, high achiever, if I set a goal, I achieve it.
Yes.
And when I moved my business online and all this stuff unfolded and I was getting my ass handed to me on a regular basis, I was like, what? It literally shook my identity. Yeah. So to come full circle now and not be afraid to try and not be attached to the outcome and to not care. Oh, you think I should have a funnel? That's nice. I don't. Right? You think I should have a sales page? No, I'm just going to put a checkout page together and tell people what I'm doing. And if they want it, and you know, maybe that's not the most efficient way to do things, but for right now, it's simple and it's working for me. And as long as I'm happy in my business and it's profitable so that it's sustainable, because without profitability, we don't have sustainability, then I get to choose my own way. I'm not here to make anybody else happy. I'm not here to, who cares? At the end of the night, when we put our heads on our pillow, can you feel proud about how you showed up for you? Or are you trying to make everybody else happy? You're trying to belong somewhere, get somebody's approval. So that was a big lesson in coming back to simplicity and letting my intuition take the lead, even though I'm like, weird, because I feel like I should have a plan. But the plan is to follow my intuition. Surrender is my business strategy. What the heck, right? But that's the truth.
It is. Excuse me. And you know, there's sort of a couple of different styles of people who I've seen like the newbies who are like, well, I can't sell my product unless I have a sales page. I'm like, all you need to do is give them a easy way to pay you.
Yes.
I don't care if it's sending you a check in the mail. I don't care if it's a link on PayPal. I don't care if it's a Venmo transaction. All you need to do is give them a single way to pay you. You don't need to create a sales page. Or the people who have been doing it for years and it's so ingrained to do a system the right way that they're like, So I have this strategy. I'm going to keep it super simple. Is that wrong? Should I just not do that and like make it complicated? just keep it simple. I love that the surrender is the strategy and using your intuition is the business. But like, I love that. The thing is, it's very easy to get caught up in what I shouldn't be doing, what's the right or wrong. And I think it's really great to have little gut checks. And one of the things that I do in my business to listen to my intuition is I'll have an idea for something and I let it percolate. That's what I call it. I just let it percolate. I don't have to take action. And I am an action taker, just like you are. We do, right? So I just let it percolate and I sit with it and I see what it feels like. And I just keep letting it percolate. And I do nothing. Like, that's my strategy, is to do nothing for as long as humanly possible until I feel like I'm being pushed off of the ledge. And it's not like I'm pushing myself. It's like the inner guidance nudge of, now it's time. And no sooner, that's it. And I feel like that's been working out pretty well for me. And even if it's something like for instance, I just told you, I opened up a couple of one-on-one coaching spots. Well, at the time of this recording, I don't know when we're publishing it, but right now. And I never do that. I mean, I haven't done that in years. And it's only because it had been percolating and percolating. And then finally somebody emailed me and was like, can I do one-on-one? I'm like, okay, so I guess it's coming. So you start to see the little breadcrumbs from the universe leaves you, like, just follow this little piece. And you just, one foot in front of the other. I'm not going to make a sales page. I'm not going to create something on my website. Nothing. I mean, I have contracts and if for the right people, I will send them to them as well as a link to pay me. Like, that's what I do. That's it.
Simple. Are you familiar with human design at all?
I am. Okay. So now here's another breadcrumb. Right. It's been coming in. This human design thing has been coming in recently. And I'm super curious. So do you do it or have you gotten it done?
I've got the book beside my bed. One of my coaches has been getting certified in human design. So I've been learning more about it and more about my stuff. I'm a student of me. I always want to, what can I learn about myself that helps deepen my relationship with myself? Cause you know, that I'm kind of stuck with me till the day I leave this planet. Sure. So that was really helpful for me because I'm considered a manifesting generator. Mm-hmm. So I actually need to pause. If I try and go out and make things happen, that's not my design. And there are some people who can literally be like, they just take action and they can literally make things happen. If I try and make something happen, I repel it. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating, right? Yeah. But as a manifesting generator, I have to sit in it and I have to really feel into it in my body to see if it's the right thing for me. So learning to pause, learning not to be like crazy impulsive. So I have to pay attention to when those hits of intuition come in. Like, this is why this masterclass thing is, I've been playing with this, right? Like, what would it be like to host like just a one-off 5 women group coaching? Let's put people in hot seats and let's talk about this stuff, whether it's perfectionism or control or not being able to take care of yourself. But just to see. But I'm not ready to set dates on it yet.
Yeah.
Right? I want to play with this. I want to sit with it. So it's not about fear. There's a difference between not doing something because I'm afraid versus not doing something because I'm pausing to really feel into where's this coming from. Because in the past, I have done things because it was coming from fear, lack, scarcity, holy crap. Like, I don't want to run my business that way anymore. Yeah. It has to be intuition based and it has to be really grounded in faith.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder if I'm the same personality type. I'll have to find out and get back to you.
There is a website, I think it's called jovianarchives.com, and you can put in your information and it will tell you what what your profile is. I don't even know what they're called, but cool. And they offer an entire certification program on that. Because again, like, you know, anytime we can learn more about ourselves, anytime we can learn more about our clients and how they operate, because this is part of the problem, is sometimes as coaches, we have to stay impartial. We can't put our stuff on our clients. That's mm-hmm. a really big part of it. There's a lot of coaches that are advice givers and not mm-hmm. actual coaches who haven't mm-hmm. done their work, but that's a whole other story. But when we can understand actually how our clients are designed, like if I have a client who actually really is a thinker, like that's how they process things, they are a thinker, then who am I to say you need to get quiet? Because that actually won't support them connecting with their highest self. So everybody is different, which is why if you're sitting back telling yourself you're wrong about something, you might not be. That might actually be how you're hardwired. But that's why it's so important to tune into yourself and say, what do I need? Yeah. What does support me? What does feel right? And have the courage to work with a coach or a consultant, somebody that you trust who's going to help you uncover blind spots, but also help you really ground into who you are and own it unapologetically. Completely. And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I'm just unapologetic about who I am. And it doesn't mean I'm not open to learning more, mm-hmm. but there's certain things about myself that I'm no longer willing to try and conform mm. to try and fit somebody else's model. That's just, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. Or even just to seek approval, right? Like, okay, well, you guys all have courses. You guys all have podcasts. You guys all have memberships. And there's all of these forces, especially in the online world, is when you get more inundated, you get to see all the different aspects that people can, you know, bring into their business. And some people have all those moving parts, for sure. We'll have one. And I really like the simplicity. I like how that feels. And trusting in where you want to take direction can be challenging for mm-hmm. many of us, myself included. There are some days where I'm just, it will take me days to just feel into something, like, what's my feeling? Am I tired? Like all those things of like, what kind of filters am I looking at this story from? And dismantling those stories, dismantling the past, letting go of who I used to be, letting go of like whatever so-called pattern I think I'm in or whatever that is.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'll say about motherhood and about a business. We think we're here to grow both, but the truth is it's the opposite way around. They are here to grow us. Our children are going to mirror back the lessons that we need to learn, right? They're going to trigger the snot out of us so we can learn. We are going to see ourselves in our children. They are here to guide us. They were given to us as gifts. And our business is the same way. Our business, it might be like, you know, one of your babies, but the truth is your business is here to grow you. So yes, you get to have an impact with it, but pay attention to the lessons that you're getting from it. And I know my business has been profound in my personal transformation.
Yeah, me too.
Right? Like, my business doesn't grow unless I grow. My business gives me opportunities to grow, from learning how to work through failure to learning, you know, emotional resiliency, which is a big thing that I coach on, you know, to learning how to let go of that part of me that was seeking approval, wanting to belong, wanting to feel good enough, pushing to push, thinking that, you know, then I'd be good enough, then I'd be better. All the things, right? And what if it's not meant to be hard, right? Like that was my story, struggle, survival. And I had to look at, am I willing to let that go? Because that actually isn't what life is about. Totally. So there's so much available to you within your business. So go out and change the world, but really use it as a catalyst to change yourself.
Completely. And I do feel that permission was given when I heard James, when I think it was James who said to a third grader, a fourth grader is God. And I'm like, oh yes. I really love it because it gave me permission in my opinion of my imperfection that I couldn't do something. I couldn't teach meditation. I couldn't teach about intuition because, in my opinion, I wasn't the Dalai Lama, and I was not, you know, like, I wasn't that person yet. It gave me permission just to show up and be a student. And no matter who's listening to this, like, we're all in the same thing. We're like, maybe I'm one grade ahead of you. Maybe I'm a few grades behind you, but I'm a student. And I mean, Lisa, you totally are too. It's like, we have this insatiable quest, like thirst, this hunger to learn and to discover and to unfold. And it's just like, it fuels both of us. I feel like we just eat it up. And I feel like that's happened to me since I was as little as I can remember, buy like my allowance, like buying books on natural healing and like all this weird crap that like no child or teenager should ever be buying for themselves, and like fully immersed in the self-help and psychic section of the bookstore. But it's like, I want to improve myself. I want to learn more about myself. Like this, like you said, it's like, you're only with yourself the rest of your life. Right. So can we make the most of it?
Exactly. Give yourselves opportunities, because I've had to do this for myself, because again, insatiable curiosity, want to learn all the things, turn off the fire hose every now and then and just be okay with what I know right now.
Totally.
And get present, because I can get in that curiosity can turn into that striving to be more, to be better. So I always have to kind of watch where my energy is on the needle. Am I doing this because I'm trapped in that I don't know enough again, right? That imposter syndrome that I think that we can all fall prey to. So it's knowing, you know, when to turn it on, when to turn it off, when to pause. And those pauses where I let myself, and this is where I think a lot of people miss the mark. Jim talks about this. We can know things and not know things. When we're learning, even if it's about ourselves, we have to give ourselves an opportunity to embody the lessons. We have to become those lessons. But just taking in information without actually embodying them, then we're doing ourselves a disservice. And that integration period, that shit takes time.
Yes, it does.
Right? So
it does. And the integration is, again, it's like, it's the magic in the exhale. And, you know, I purposefully, intentionally build in the quiet time after an event, after a retreat, after a launch or whatever we're doing. I build that in. I have to build that in. And the reason why is when I first started doing the like hyperactive, let's just go party all the time into the next thing, whatever the hell I was doing, I was like crashing, and it didn't look so pretty behind the scenes. And it's not a good look after you've led a transformational retreat for 12 people when you come home and you're like crying on the floor because you have nothing else to give. You have no more energy left. Like, that's not a good look. So you have to make that point of what you can and cannot do anymore. I love that you say, I'm not available for that. You said, what am I tolerating? And I think even in regards to money, I ask clients that, like, how much money can you tolerate?
That's a great question. How much can you tolerate?
Right. So it's kind of flipping that upside down a little bit.
I love that.
Because how much can we actually let in? Like, how much love can you tolerate? And
that was something that I was exploring on my vacation was, am I, you know, energetically, am I willing to really welcome all of this in on a regular basis? Like upgrading myself. Because like I said, we so often hold things at arm's length. When then, not realizing that that's now, and you can step into that now. So many women they don't even want to acknowledge what it is they want. They turn down the volume on it. Who am I to ask for more? Who am I to take up so much space? Who am I for all of this?
Everything.
Yeah. It's been a good conversation.
It really has.
I hope your listeners enjoy it. They may need to pause, rewind.
I think they will. And I think this is one of those episodes that people will listen to multiple times to hear the different gems within this episode, because I feel like there's some real heavy hitting questions and there's some real big concepts that you may not physically hear it the first time around. Like, your ears sometimes don't physically hear things until your vibration is at that level and at that frequency. So I would definitely welcome you guys to re-listen a couple times to this bad boy. It's been so fun. And I feel like at the end of every episode that I interview one of my wonderful friendly guests, I feel like I could just jam out for another couple of hours and just like hang out. And I keep saying, like, maybe one day I will. And maybe one day I will.
We're going to have to meet in real life one of these days. That will happen.
I would absolutely
We'll start manifesting that. I think one day we'll just have to have a big peer retreat.
Yes,
please. Right? Instead of waiting for somebody else to organize something, like, hey, let's have a peer retreat, like go on vacation with our peers. We don't even have to make it about business. Like, let's just go on a retreat. What a novel idea.
Can we do that? Yes.
Right? This is a whole conversation. Is like, we look for excuses to go and meet up, whereas we actually can create the experiences we want in our lives. So look at where you're waiting for something to show up instead of asking the question, well, what can I create here and invite people in? Right? Like, we don't always have to pay for the things we want. Anyways.
I love
that. We could just go on for hours and hours and hours, but yeah, this was amazing. So nourishing.
Good. Thank you so much for being here, for sharing your wisdom, your love, your energy, and giving so many people permission to stop this BS system of running their business and struggling and working so hard and hustling so hard. You're giving them a chance to catch their breath and to reevaluate and take a good hard look in the mirror of what's actually right for them. And I really appreciate you for really magnetizing that for them, because this is an opportunity for them to just pause and take a look. You don't have to stop and change anything, but just back up a few steps and look at it. Like, is this what you're really creating? Is this what you're really proud of? Is this who you are? Is this your legacy? Is this what you're giving to yourself and to your family and to the world? Like, is this what you want? You're giving people a chance to kind of pause and take a look at that.
Stop tolerating and get curious. Yes. Judgment and curiosity can't hang out at the same time.
They cannot coexist.
So just get curious about your life and ask, what am I tolerating? What do I want more of? What do I want less of? And start from there. And I'd love, if there's something that comes out of this podcast that really resonates with you, there's something that we talked about, by all means, like, find me on Instagram. That's probably the easiest place to find me. Lisa Carpenter Inc., I think, is my handle. I usually do stories, but drop into my DM. I'm very accessible. And I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear your takeaways.
And certainly, you guys, please go ahead, not just on Instagram. Lisa is also an amazing podcaster herself. I think you'll find her podcast also quite refreshing. So it's the Full Frontal Living podcast.
Full Frontal Living.
We love that. Low key, in alignment, just so yummy, such good information and insights. So we will put all of your important tags, information, links, all that good jazz in the show notes. So for anybody who is worried about getting these wonderful resources, don't worry. Relax. It's all going to be fine. So Lisa, thank you so much. I just love you so much. And thank you for sharing this wonderful energy you've got for all of our listeners.
Thank you for inviting me on and for doing what you do. We all need to show up as light workers. We all have a purpose. So I really enjoyed this conversation, and you're always so fun to connect with.
Oh, thanks.
It's crazy how often I hear from entrepreneurs that say, I want to get into meditation, but it's just not my thing. I can't silence my mind and my thoughts. I'm always so busy and I don't have the time to do it. And I love hearing that because as soon as they get to experience meditation with me, it's almost like their eyes open wider and they're like, what have I been missing out on my entire life? You've taken me to places that I never even thought were possible. I've connected more deeply with my soulmate client, with my purpose, my mission. I know exactly what my next steps are. I have more clarity and determination, and I feel really in alignment. So you go from thinking meditation has to be this utter brain silence to actually understanding and accepting that meditation can be that place in your business where you can receive more insightful messages and be more plugged in to your higher self and connected than like ever before. This is exactly why I started the meditation membership, Mastery and Ascension. It's specifically for entrepreneurs so that you can get rid of all the excess noise, all the overwhelm, the overthinking, and really tap into your truth to be able to focus, to get those next steps, and to move forward faster in your business. So instead of feeling like you're taking time away from your business, you can actually fully understand that this is time you're giving to your business. Not only to produce more, but to be more, to connect to a higher level, to really be able to deliver that inner vision, to be able to connect with your true heart's desires, to connect with your soulmate client easier, faster, and effortlessly. Also, we have an amazing community of like-minded people who are all doing the same exact thing, and our community is amazing. So I would love to welcome you into Mastery and Ascension. Right now, all podcast listeners get a very special promotional deal. So when you go to emilyarons.com/groups, go to checkout and enter the code podcast at checkout. You'll get your first month completely free. So check it out, join our tribe and see what all of these entrepreneurs are talking about. You know that all the most amazing, successful entrepreneurs attribute their success to having meditation as a daily practice. There's that part of you that knows there's truth in that, but only you have to figure out how to create a habit of bringing it into your daily life. And that's what I want to help you with because I can make it easy. I can be your guide. And all you have to do is show up and press play. I look forward to seeing you in there.